See, it's not what you're feeling, it's not what the circumstance, not what the devil or whatever. See, he's bringing a report that is not good. And as the song says, what? Whose report will you believe? Well, if that word is not planted in your heart, that report going to move you to believe what you feel. Huh? Going to move you to believe what you see. I don't see no money in my bank account, so what am I going to do? So it takes your rest, puts you under stress if you pay attention to it. But when you know your place, know who you are in Christ, you say, none of these things move me, because my needs are met, whether I can see it or not. Whether I can feel it or not, I'm healed. I walk in divine health. Come on. But it's getting worse. None of these things move me. None of these things move me. What am I going to do? I'm going to keep feeding on the word. I'm going to keep rejoicing. I'm going to keep giving thanks. I'm going to keep acting just like what the word said. But if you're not grounded in the word, you start acting like what the problem is. Hello? But watch what happens. Let's back up and read it again. Truly, I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on the earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. Already, not going to be, already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Must be. So since I know this, watch it. Since I know this, you know this, we know this, here's what Jesus said. I'm going to read it both from the King James and the Amplified. The King James says, again, I tell you, The King James says, again, I say unto you. Let's look at this now. It's okay. We're just doing Bible class. It's all right to search the scripture. Look at them closely and not just run through them and just read it just to be reading. Again, I say unto you. Again, I say unto you, the Amplified says, again, I tell you, if you say to your son, your daughter, again, I'm telling you to go put the trash out. What are you doing? That means you told him before. That wasn't the first time you told him that or told her that. Go in and make, again, I'm telling you, go in and make up your bed. What's happening? Jesus wanted us to understand this was so important that we get this revelation in our heart. It's not just something we remember in our head. That he said, again, I tell you. Again, I tell you. And this worked wonders with husband, wife, anybody that you can come together in agreement. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize. King James says, two of you shall agree. There's two of you shall agree on earth as touching what? Anything that they shall ask. How many things? Anything. And you should know by now when he says anything, he's talking about anything in his will, not just anything. Because he only makes his will good. He don't make the will of the devil good. You got it? So when he says anything, he's talking about any promise he made. If you ask anything according to the promise, according to what's provided, if you ask anything according to his will, if two of you will agree on this. So this is where you become a student of the word. This is where you become a person who knows your rights and privileges. So you'll know what to ask and what not to. Amen. And so he said, if two of you shall agree on earth, ask touching anything that they shall ask. And the Amplified says, agree on earth, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything, and everything. Notice he said anything and everything. He's talking about anything and everything in the will of God. God's will, in the will of God, everything is available to you. Everything is available to me. God didn't make half of his will available. Anything in his will, everything in his will is yes. Are y'all hearing me? Anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. It will come to pass. Meaning, let you know that you may ask today and be settled and go on your way and rejoice. It may not manifest the same day you ask, but you keep on rejoicing. You keep on giving thanks because he just told you it will be done, shall be done. God can't lie. It's impossible for it not to happen when we ask according to his will. So what is there to worry about? What is there to be upset about? What is there to be concerned about? Nothing. I rest. I go giving thanks, rejoicing, praising God. Thank you, Lord. You ever have been your children come and ask you for something they believe, and they said, Mama, I want this and that. Okay, I'll get it for you. They go on back out there and start playing. They'll tell a little friend, Mama gonna get me so and so. Mama said this. You think Mama a little bit more faithful than God? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I know so. So he said, now watch this. He said, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Now look at the next verse. For wherever two or three, well, let me get over here in the King James. For where two or three are gathered together. Two, it can be a third one. If you want to bring a third person in on this. Two, on this agreement, two. I mean, it could be more, but the smallest of any group is two, isn't that right? Two or three.